Yes. I was doing the Rashbam. Yidei Kiddush Yatzu. Daf Kufam and Bezim Psochem. Okay. Af Bishloshosu. So the Shliach Tzibur is Mekadosh in the Beis HaKnesses. That's the case. Okay. So he says, the Kamel and the Mekadosh Shach Sheyitam. El Motom Alechem and Yatzu Kulan. Yidei Chavosam. El Miyu Lachatchila Tzorach Sheyitam Ukulan. So what is the Lachatchila? I mean, if it's good, it's good. Right? Yeah, so what do you need better than being Yotze? If everybody's Yotze, you're Yotze, finished, that's it. Yotze Dechavaso. Can't be more Yotze Dechavaso. So what does it mean when it says, Umi lechatchila tzarach sheyitam ukulam? What's this lechatchila? Okay. Let's understand the first halacha. Hamakadosh tzarach sheyitam, right? And then he says, in lo tom ela echad mehen yatzu kulam. What's the halacha? How do you define halacha over there? You good. In other words, it's seated. He's being motzi everybody with seated dvarim ala kos. So the seated dvarim has a mind to be motzi. But where's the kos? You have to qualify the seated dvarim has to be ala kos. So somebody has to drink. So the mekadosh has to drink, or at least somebody should drink. So if somebody drinks, it comes out that it gives it a shem, Sidu Dvar Malakos. And Sidu Dvar Malakos, he could be motzi. But if no one's time, so it's just Sidu Dvar Malakos, it's not a lakos. So then you're not Yotzi Dechavoso. But once it's Sidu Dvar Malakos and he's motzi everybody, so everybody doesn't have to drink. Because it was qualified already with Sidu Dvar Malakos. Right? Miyu Ava Lachatchila Tzorach Sheyitam Ukulam. Why? The first halacha is two halachas here. First halacha is that the chefetz shel kiddush should be qualified with halakos. So that, you only need one person, right? Only one person. But then there's an additional kiyum that the gavra should be meshabeach halakos. Because kiddush is divrei shevach. What is lashon? Divrei shevach ritzui? It's divrei shevach, right? Divrei shevach. So there's a kiyum that the gavra himself, so the divrei shevach of the mekadosh is transferred to you through shemei kahuna, but there's a kiyum for the gavra who's mishabeach that he should be mishabeach halakos. Okay, so one is in terms of the chefza shel kiddush that the chefza has to be qualified. That the chefza has to be qualified as halakos. Okay. But then there's another kiyum that the gavra is meshabeach halakos. So that is lechatchila. But you can't say you're not yotze, but you're lacking the kiyum of being meshabeach halakos. It's only that the cheftza shel kiddush was nemeres halakos, and now that cheftza is transferred to you. But you weren't really meshabeach halakos. The gavra was meshabeach halakos.
You have a chesed shel kiddush.
What?
There is a chesed shel kiddush that relates to you.
Right.
Because the guy said the shevach.
Guy said the shevach and it was qualified.
Right.
But what's related to you is the divrei shevach. But you are not a gavra that in fact was meshabeach halakos. And that's a kiyum. That's a kiyum. That's an additional dimension of shevach. What?
We said that years ago.
So the Mechaber paskins that the te'ima for the Mekadesh is, or for the Echad Men HaMesubin, is enough, if what, then you need Malal Lugmav. But the te'ima skulam, the Taz says, is only, you don't need Malal Lugmav. So everybody has a kos in front of them, and they could be just toim. You don't need Malal Lugmav. So why, what's the difference? When it comes to the Cheftza Shel Kiddush, to be Machshiv, the Cheftza Shel Kiddush, that it should be considered a Kiddush ala Kos, so you need a real Shesias Kos. You really need a Shesias Mala Lugmav. So the Shesia must be a Shesias Kos. So it renders the Cheftza a Sidu Dvarim ala Kos. Okay? Because Shesias Kos is Rov Kos Mala Lugmav. So it has to be a Shesias Kos. But in terms of the gavra's maisa to be a maisa meshabeach alakos, so that's just a maisa meshabeach alakos. So as long as he's mitzuref to the kos, so it's a maisa meshabeach alakos. So in terms of, so that's why the shor mesubin, who do it only because it should be that the maisa shevach should be a maisa of amir alakos, so you only need a maisa shasiyah. You only need a maisa shasiyah. Because it's a din in the maisa of the gavra, and the maisa it's a maisa shasiya, so it's a maisa of siddur dvar malakos, it's a maisa divrei sheva halakos. But in terms of qualifying the cheftza shel amira, there you need a real chalishim shias kos. There's a difference between whether it's the maisa of the gavra because it's a maisa shevach. So as long as he drinks from the kos, so it's related to kos. That's enough. It's a maisa. It's considered a maisa of Siddur Dvar Malakos. He drank from the coast, and in terms of maisa, it qualifies. But in terms of qualifying the cheftza, you need a real shsias kos. So therefore, you must have a shsi of malalugmav. That makes sense. Okay.
So does he have them?
It would seem me that the shi'ar masubin should have in front of them a revius, but it doesn't have to be malay. Doesn't have to be, you know, do all the terrarium in the coast do not have to be done.
Why should they even require a piece?
Because then it's not a coast.
It's not a coast, right?
Then it's not a coast. You need a coast in order to be a maisa seated around our coast. In terms of maisa, that's it. It's a maisa shia. So it's a maisa seated around our coast. But you're not being machshir the cheftza shel kiddush with coast. For the cheftza you need a real shasiyas kos. But for the gavra, you just need a maisa shasiyah. So the maisa shasiyah is enough in terms of the shevach of the gavra. That makes a lot of sense. The reason why the gainim differentiate between kiddush and shi'ar dvar matzrichim kos, but things like this, in other words, the difference is that there is such a thing as being mesada dvar malakos. If you're mesada dvar malakos, so it gives it chashivas. Okay? But in being mesada dvar malakos, so there, the sfiras devarim are not qualified. It's just the kos is used as a vehicle of to be mesada dvar malakos. So then just see it. So then just see is enough. In other words, where the shisiya qualifies the sfiras devarim, and it could be that's what he means by deraisa. That's what deraisa. He's not saying exactly. But what it means like this, that the Kiddush deraisa is different, because the very sefiras devarim require qualification of kos. So then it's only the Mekadosh, because he's the one that does the sefiras devarim. The one that utters the sefiras devarim, he has to drink in order to qualify the sefiras devarim. It's a qualification of sefiras devarim. But in the case of we misada devarim ala kos, that's just lekavod ba'alma. They can be misada dvar malakos. Like you have different brachas, so you have a kosher bracha, so that's a covered of being misada malakos. There's no qualification of sida dvar. So therefore, anyone can be a shasa, and you don't need malal lugmav. There's no cheftza shel sfiras dvar that you're being qualifying. It's simply you're using the kos, the bracha of bar pri agafen on the kos, to be machshiv that everything should be ne'emaras, you should be mesuder ala kos. So the kos is a vehicle of sida dvarim. Okay? Sida shor dvarim ala kos. But it's not qualifying the any spheres dvarim in particular. So where you're qualifying a spheres dvarim, like let's say by a chasna, say mesuder ala kos. So you can make the brachas without a kos. But your mesuder ala kos is derech kovet. It's kosher bracha. So, but there's no sfiras dvarim that's being qualified. It's just the idea, the concept of being mesada ala kos. You can be mesada many brachas ala kos. So over there, you don't need the one that's the mevarech. As long as somebody drinks, so it qualifies the kos, so you have the kiyum of being mesada dvarim ala kos. But by kiddush, it's the very amira. The very sfiras devarim. So then it can only be the Mekadosh Ba'atzmo. Because he's the one that's doing the Amira. His Amira must be qualified. That's the difference.
Kos is part of the
Yeah. So I guess what the Taz says, only when it's deraisa, lakana shel yayin, so apparently he holds that, that by Havdalah it's just seated Dvar Malakos. But it's not a qualification of the Sfiras Dvar. Because that would only be in a deraisa. With the Sfiras Dvarm is deraisa, so then you can say that the Kos qualifies the Sfiras Dvarm. But with the Sfiras Dvarm is Drabanan, it's just the Masadar Alakos. There's a Chefza Shel Sfiras Dvarm here. And if you hold that Havdalah is Drabanan, so the Drabanan can't create a Chefza Shel Sfiras Dvarm. I mean, it is Sfiras Dvarm and Rabbanan, but it's not like Kiddush, where there's an objective text that must be qualified with Sias Yayin. It's simply, the Chacham simply said that it must be Nemeras Alakos, Yif Misadr Alakos, by Havdalah, because there's no real Sfiras Dvarm and Araisa there.
You can't produce an entity like that.
That's correct.
That's only the Araisa system to do that.
That's right. The Raisa system produces an entity of Sfiras Dvarm, real Sfiras Dvarm. The Rabbanon, it's a loch of that the Havdalah should be said ala kos, but not a Cheftza shel Sfiras Dvarm. You know what I mean? It's Sfiras Dvarm, but it's not a Sfiras Dvarm as a Cheftza. It's just a Maisa Sfiras Dvarm. So if it's a Maisa Sfiras Dvarm, so then the halach is it should be Namras ala kos. But where there's a Cheftza Shel Sfiras Dvarm, a text, Midaraisa, so then it's a different thing. Then you must have a Kiyum to qualify that text. But by Havdalah, there's no text. There's an Amiro that you have to do. There's a Sidur Dvarm, but there's a Maisa Sidur Dvarm. But there's no real text of Sidur Dvarm. So therefore, you don't need a Kos to qualify the Cheftza.
It's a Kriyas Kiddush.
Yeah, that's correct. That's right. In other words, you can have a Sfiras Dvarim that's a Maisa Sfiras Dvarim, and you can have a Sfiras Dvarim that's a Cheftza, which is a text of Sfiras Dvarim. So where it's a Cheftza, so then you have to qualify it through the Mekadesh. But where it's a Maisa Sfiras Dvarim, like by Havdalah, so they didn't create a din of a real Cheftza Shel. There's no Cheftza like that. They can't produce it. Okay, they can't do that. Because you'll love Baltosef. So there's a new text, Midaraisa. There's no text to qualify. So it's a Maisa Sfiras Dvarim. So in a Maisa Sfiras Dvarim, so it doesn't matter as long as it's Mesudar ala Kos, so that's enough. That would be the difference. Yeah, by Birchas Hamazon, it's true the text is Midaraisa. But the kos, it's not zachrei olayayin. It's not that you need the kos to qualify the text. The text stands by itself. You don't have, that's right. Vavaraya. If you don't have the yayin, so you also yotze. Right? But it's a halacha that even if you hold you have mechuyev, but it's a halacha of misadar alakos. There's a difference between misadar alakos and between qualifying a chefcha shel sfiras dvarim alakos. That's the difference. He's right. Hill's right. So we said last year, because by Havdalah, they were koveyat alayayin. Koveyat alayayin. So it requires kvias, because they took it out of tefillah, so they wanted to have kvias. So then you need malalumav. The Shulchan Aruch and the Gainim are arguing in terms of when you qualify a cheftza shel sfiras dvarim, which you have in Kiddush, so do you need the one that is mesaper the dvarim? Or can anybody do it? Can anybody qualify the Sfiras Dvarim? That's the question. The Gainim say no. Because since he's trying to qualify a Cheftza Shel Sfiras Dvarim at a Raisa, so the only one that could do it is the one that's engaged in the Sfiras Dvarim. But the other person's not, so he has no Shachas to it. That's right. The Gainim say wherever it's Ton Kos, so it means the Kvias of Yayin. It's Ton Kos, the Kvias of the Kos. So it's Mother Lumov. Okay. Yes, we were saying the question is, how could you have such a machlekes, whether Kiddush Makom Suda, I mean, among Amarayim. So according to the second answer of the Rambam, of the Rashbam, it's not really so difficult. Because he says, Inami svarahim yidik for kiddush al yayin, kiddushayin al-kamah zuchel yayin, mastama al-hayayin shebashah sudahuk for the choshev. So according to that pshat, even according to Rav, there's a kiyum to do it, makom sudah. So there's a kiyum. Not only is there a machuyev to. But if you learn the first pshat, then it would really be a distinct machlekes. That according to Rav, there would be no benefit whatsoever in makom sudah. And Taisvis, Yaakov points out that Taisvis doesn't learn that there's any kiyum because he holds that L'Rav Tzor L'Gdish V'Ekenishto L'Hotzi Kol Osom She'en Lam B'nei Bayis Shlo Yitztarchu L'Kadosh B'Beisam. But if there's a kiyum, so then you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do it in V'Ekenishto. But Taisvis does learn like the first pshat. So it all goes L'Shitasom. But according to the Rashbam's second pshat, you could say that Rav also held the sakim. According to the first pshat, you're going to have to say no. I mean, pashtus is like this, that there's two kiyumim in Kiddush. One kiyum in Kiddush is Kiddushas Hayom, the Issa Malacha. And the other kiyum in Kiddushas Shabbos is Oz Tesanek Al Hashem, the Karasal Shabbos Onik, the objective. So the question, so the machlek, so according to Rav, the Kiddush is simply a halacha in the Kiddushas Hayom of Issa Malacha. So it has nothing to do with the... You only have to manifest the Issa Malacha of Shabbos. According to Shmuel, the objective of Oz Tesanek Al Hashem also must be manifest in the Kiddush itself. Because the Kiddushas Hayom is two aspects. It has Issa Malacha and it has an objective of Oz Tesanek Al Hashem. So the question is whether just the objective of Issa Malacha must be manifest, or no, the objective of the kiyum of Oz Tesanek Al Hashem must also be manifest in Kiddush. That's not like us. Okay. According to Shmuel, you can't have Kiddush without the idea of Oz Tesanek Al Hashem, the Karas L'Shabbos on it. It lacks in the very Kedusha, expression of the Kedusha Sayyam. So, but it's not in the text, so you do it through Suda.
It means that the Kiddush...
So Rav says that's a separate idea. But in Kiddush, it doesn't belong in Kiddush, because Kiddush is simply a Samalacha. But Shmuel maintains, no, that Kiddush really is Kedusha Sayyam. And what is Kedusha Sayyam? Kedusha Sayyam is a Samalacha, but Kedusha Sayyam is also a positive aspect of Onik Shabbos, that leads towards the Tesanek Al Hashem. So how could that be missing in the Kiddush? So the answer is you have to supply it. So how do you supply it? You supply it through Kiddush Makom Sudah. When you do Makom Sudah, so then you're supplying the character of Oneg to the Kriya of Kiddush. So the Kriya of Kiddush is the Kiddush Siyam is calling out for two things. It's calling out for Issa Malacha. It's also calling out for Oneg. But how do you show the Issa Malacha is basic in Kiddush? That was the Kaddish Shabbos. It means Issa Malacha.
And what is Oneg? Oneg is not a part of Kedusha Sayyam, it's just the Kiyum Kedusha Sayyam?
No, it's a part of Kedusha Sayyam.
It is part of Kedusha Sayyam.
Yeah.
So why is
Issa Malacha is the very structure of Shabbos. I mean, without Issa Malacha, you have no Shabbos.
Oneg just gives it its character.
Oneg is another Kedusha Sayyam, but it's not a primary Kedusha Sayyam. Okay. The so primary Kedusha Sayyam is what exactly makes the day. It's produced by Issa Malacha. But there is a character to the day that is a Kedusha Sayyam. So then the question is, does that character have to be expressed in Kiddush, or that's a separate Alacha? That's the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. According to them, it could be it's a Kiyum HaDoraisa. It's a Kiyum HaDoraisa. Where's the Kiyum? The Kiyum is you're manifesting it. You're manifesting it. By doing this action, you're manifesting this idea. So you're not manifesting it through Amira, but you're manifesting it through Asiya. So that's a Kiyum in the Kiddush itself. But how do you manifest it? You manifest it because it's B'makom Suda, it's one continuity. So the Taisus Lishmol Lamali Dush Vekanishta. So Tosfos says, why according to Rav do you have to Kiddush? According to Shmuel, Kasha is no Kesh Makom, it's not Kesh Makom Suda. According to Rav, also, what are you doing it for? So he says, Lahotzi kol osam she'ein lem b'nei bayish le'estarchu l'kaddish b'veisam. So what kind of a reason is that? So let them make Kiddush at home. You're saving them some wine. But apparently the pshat is that the tzibur has a chova, an obligation to every yachid to make it easier for the yachid in terms of the chovas amitzvos, kiyum chovas amitzvos. So if they can make it, they have the opportunity to make it easier, so they're mechuyif to do it. So that's why here they can do it, because they just come after davening, do kiddush, and then the people aren't mechuyif in kiddush anymore. They won't have to be matriach and have the chova and have the chova on their head. They can take care of the chova right away. So if the tzibur can do it, it's mutl on them to do it, as long as they can alleviate the burden of the chovas hamitzvah, so they have a chiyuv to do it. You see, I would say even more. I mean, that in other words, you can. It's not just a matter of inconvenience, but they have a chovas hamitzvah, and you can fulfill it for them right now. So if you have the ability to fulfill the chovas hamitzvah of the yachid right now, So you have to do it. You have to do it. What? No. In other words, a chovo that's mutl on the yachid, and they can be mekayimet right now, and there's no inconvenience in being mekayimet right now, the tzibur has to help the yachid to be mekayimet the chovo immediately. So he doesn't. The chovo is not lingering, and he has to take care of it. He has a chova right now, Kiddush, and they could help him by fulfilling the chova. So they're mechuyif to do it. If there's no inconvenience to the yachid. I mean, that's why, if it's what Yaakov's mentioning, if they have been a bias, going to have to do it again anyways, so then it's not good, because you make them do Kiddush twice. But a chova mutl al tzibur, on the yachidim of the tzibur, and the tzibur has the ability to be mekayimet right now for them, They have to do it. They can't wait and allow them to be in a state of chiyuv and have to take care of the chiyuv. That's what Tosfos holds. In other words, chiyuv and mitzvah that they can take care of right now and free him from the obligation and the esaskus and the mitzvah. So they have a right to do it. They're mechuyif to do it. Yeah. So the question on Tosfos is. He says that Shal Mitzvah is Mutter. We're doing Tesis, Tesis on Daf Kufal of Amaraf, the Ochlu Vashasu Gunam Vekanishta. So Tesis says, how could they eat in the basic Knesset? It says, Ain Ochlu Bemin Shosun Bahan. But the only Afagav Dachil Shia Shal Mitzvah is Mutter, Kiramina Mishalmi, Shia Ochlu Shal Mikidish Chodesh. So why isn't Achil Shia Shal Mitzvah? Why is Kiddush Chodesh is and Onik Shabbos isn't? I mean, what's the difference? That's the Kash on Tosfos. But anyways, the Ran has a different pshat. The Ran, I think the second pshat learns like Tosfos, but the first pshat he learns his own pshat. That it's mutter, why efshed the orchin mutarin she mitzvah sarabim hi, she ochum shem mikupa shel tzedaka shel b'nei yair. So what does that mean? It's a chil shel mitzvah, because they're eating from tzedaka. It means my mitzvah to supply them. And what happened to the mitzvah? Certainly, according to him, what about the mitzvah Suda Shabbos, right? That's what he holds. In other words, the Ran holds that the kedusha space of Knesset is a different kind of kedusha. It's really the kedusha of the makom where the tzibur exercises its kiyum of tzarchei tzibur. So that's the kedusha. That's the nature of kedusha. It's not like a kedusha's mikdash. It's a separate kedusha. It's the base of Knesset. It's the bayis shel Knesset Yisrael. So it means it's the place for tzorchei tzibur to be exercised. So over here, that's why he says, since it comes from the kupa shel tzedakah shel b'nei yair, so really it comes from the tzibur. So since it comes from the tzibur, so it's really it's the tzibur enacting their chova for tzorchei tzibur, and that's what kedushas basic knesses is. So there's no problem.
Ordinarily, for a person to eat there,
well, it would be wrong, and that's why it has to be from the kupa of the ear, because the kupa of the ear is really the place where they put together the money for tzorchei tzibur. So the enactment of tzorchei tzibur. And this is Tzorchei Tzibur, and that's why he says it's Tzorchei Tzibur, because apparently they know people are travelers, so they set up a kupa for Shul Tzedakah for the travelers. So this is Tzorchei Tzibur. So since it's considered Tzorchei Tzibur, so that's not a violation of Kedusha's basic knesses. That's the Ron's answer.
For them also.
Well, that's right. That's correct. The answer is like this. The answer is that there are many mitzvahs. And for instance, in Achila, for instance, and Suda, it doesn't mean the Cheftza Shel Suda is a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. It means the Suda is a vehicle and a means. It's a Suda is really Hanoah. It's a Suda Shel Hanoah. That's what it is. It's a Suda Shel Hanoah of Oneg. But that Hanoah of Oneg is a Kiyum in the Gavra of Oz Tisanag Al Hashem. Of Oneg Shabbos, the Karusla Shabbos Oneg. Okay, but it's not the Suda is not a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. It's not a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. So, but the Suda Kiddush HaKodesh is Kiddush HaKodesh Mechayev in a Suda. It's a Cheftza Shel Suda Mitzvah. So where it's a Cheftza Shel Suda Mitzvah, then it's Mutim Beveis HaKnesses. But where it's not a Cheftza Shel Suda Mitzvah, it's simply a Maisa HaMitzvah. It's a nice mitzvah to eat in order to be sameach, and have a tov lev. So let's say like on Yantif, you have a sameach and a tov lev. So it's not a chefza. The suda is not a chefza shel mitzvah. It's just a nice mitzvah, because the gavra, in order to be sameach, so he has to have this. So he has to be involved in suda. Does that mean it's a suda shel mitzvah? It's a suda shel hanoah. It's a suda shel hanoah. Okay. And the raya is that if a person's not nena, like in Shal Shudas, if he's full, so then there's no chiyuv, because it really is a chovas onig. If it's not an onig for him, so there's no chov at all. So you see, it's not a cheftz shel mitzvah. Okay, mashani kain sudas. What do you call it? Kiddush Chodesh. That's machayev and a cheftz shel sudas, not because it's state of the gavur. It's just machayev and a suda. So that's the difference between the two cases. And what we say about Bris Mila and it's all wonderful. It's Kedush Hayom, it's the Gavra, it's the Hashem, but the Cheft is not a Cheft to Shel Mitzvah. It's just a vehicle. Of course, there's a form for the vehicle, and the form is Suda, but it's a vehicle of the Kiyum of Oneg and the Gavra. But the Cheft is not a Cheft to Shel Mitzvah. Okay? No. So, I mean, let's say, so the question was, let's say, can you eat in the Beis HaKnesses a Suda Shel Leil Pesach? Okay? Shulchan Aruch. So, the answer is the matzah, he could. The maror, he could. But beyond that, Dalet Kosos, you would say he could. Dalet Kosos, he could. But he couldn't on Pesach, Leil Pesach. And carbon Pesach. But what? Right. So, in Yerushalayim. So, the thing is that, but over here, but he couldn't eat the rest of the Suda. When he, Shulchan Aruch, he couldn't have. Because that's just in order for the Gavra to achieve the state of Cheres. So there, it's not a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. It's not a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. Okay. Now, what about the Lishtos Kos Avdolah and Bris Milah? So the Kos Shel Avdolah is certainly mitzvah, the Avdolah itself. And the Kos is a halachic requirement in order to qualify the Avdolah. And the same thing with Bris Milah. So, of course, the brachas on Bris Milah are definitely, there's no question about that, that's definitely Maisa Mitzvah. And the Kos over there is just to be machshiv the bracha. So even though it's just a machshav of the bracha, it's because it's nemar lakos. I mean, that's why you do it. But it's a chefzer shel mitzvah, because the chefzer is mandated by the, even if it's a kiyum, whatever, even without a kos, it goes beyond. But it's a kiyum of kos. So the kos is mandated by halacha as a chefzer. If it's mandated by halacha as a chefzer, not because of the state of the gavra, so then it's a shesiyah shel mitzvah. That's the answer to Taisus. Now, what about Sudas Purim? Sudas Purim, you're right. Sudas Purim really is a suda, would be a chefzer shel mitzvah. The only problem you're going to have with that, you have the same problem you have in Pesach. I mean, if you eat Sudas Purim in the Beis HaKnesses, so you just be allowed to eat the minimal amount to be yotzei the mitzvah suda. But to eat more would be in order to be sameach Simchas Purim, then that wouldn't be any more b'taras chefzer. That would be b'taras gavra. No. You can't do that. You can't just throw things in. Because then he's an ochel v'shosa, and Purim, he's even mishtaker. So that definitely is not a chefzer shel mitzvah. It's not a chefzer shel mitzvah.
You can't say once you start the heter, you can continue.
You can't. In other words, it would only be that which al pidin is mandated by the mitzvah. So you must have a suda. So the suda, the din suda, would be chefzer shel mitzvah. But adla yoda is the state of the gavra. Adla yoda is the state of the gavra. So the shsi over there is a shsi of shel hanoah.
That's not a kiyum in the suda. Make it like a nicer bear suda.
Yeah, it's all a kiyum, but nevertheless, no, it's not a kiyum in the chefzer. I mean, the chefzer is the chefzer shel suda. So that's why Sudas Purim you couldn't do Bevesa Knesses unless you did just a minimal amount. That would be mutter. If you just had a biyotze Sudas Purim, and it was only a Bevesa Knesses there, and you just had a minimal amount of biyotze Sudas Purim, then you'd be allowed to do it. Yechayv Adam Levesumi is the state of the gavra, and this is just a vehicle. Just a vehicle. So it's not a chefza, really. There's no chefza, shear of yayin. So that would be us. Okay. The staffer is that once the shias akos is his mutter, so he doesn't have to stop with the shear. I mean, the shias akos is mandated as a halachic phenomenon, a halachic instrument to qualify the serious varm. So it's all part of it. So it's all mitzvah. It's all chefzer. All chefzer mitzvah. It's interesting in Shin Tzadi Aleph in Hilchos Avelos in Yeridea. So Avol Asa B'chol Minei Simcha. So it mentions Akol Amesim Nichnas Tavesim Mishnah Lachar Shloshim Yom. But Av V'Imo Lachar Yud Beis Chodesh. And then it goes into he says. Okay. So the minig is not to eat b'shum suda sheba'olam. Avol toch yud beis chodesh. So the Dogomar Vava brings down, he says, Ubisiyam mesechta ayin le'il b'simin reshman vav b'shach sifkot n'chavav. Okay. So the Shach says over there, he talks about the Seder, the way they make a siyam mesechta. It's interesting. He says that l'kach nogu kol ha'balabatim le'lech ala yeshiva b'tchilas hazman u'l'kach minig lo diem k'shebo rav l'sayim ha'mesechta k'dei sheyevo ha'balabatim gam ken l'siyuma. Interesting. So he holds the siyum, you can't just pop in the last minute. But you have to be the tchil of a sof. Okay. He says, "V'hi sudas mitzvah da filu avol b'toch yud beis chodesh alav v'ima yachol lisocham." Okay. V'ayin sham gam ha'shal kosov. V'ayin sham gam ha'shal kosov b'perek merubah siman lamed zayin. D'siyam masechta sudas mitzvah. Okay, it's sudas mitzvah. So it comes out that you can't go to a chasana. But you can go to a siyam masechta. And one more case. Usudas bar mitzvah mashma b'yam shal shlomo perek meruba shedino k'siyam masechta. V'ayinu im hana doresh o shehumamish b'yom shenasa bar mitzvah. So why are those two? You wouldn't pick those two. You wouldn't pick those two over chasana, right? Right over chasana, right? I mean, it's always a wonder why it's over. But the answer is very simple according to what we'll learn now. Because those sudas are a cheftza shal mitzvah. Because siyam masechta is mechayev and a cheftza shal suda. You see? And bar mitzvah also is mechayev and a cheftza shal suda. But sudas erson and sudas nisuin is really just l'sameh chasim v'kala. So there's no cheftza shal suda. It's just a means to be l'sameh chasim v'kala. So it's a vehicle. So it's not. There's no din cheftza there. So then you can't do it. Then it's not. Then it's not a real sudas mitzvah. It's a sudas mitzvah, maisa mitzvah, but not the cheftza. You see that chiluk is there. No, so by mitzvah you're right. So by mitzvah is because of the Gemara in Kedushin. That what? Rabbi Yosef said. Someone told him that sumus chayv mitzvah vidni yom tov arbanan. So that's right that when that if you find out the chi of mitzvahs is a simcha and it's mechayev and a suda. So it's mechayev and a cheftz shel suda. Okay. Right. So it's covered Torah, covered mitzvahs. All right, so that's the difference. I guess the idea of the bar mitzvah boy being doresh is the same idea of him being ola Torah. Why is he ola Torah? To show that now the greatest mitzvah, Talmud Torah, is a chiyuv. So I guess that the minhag to be doresh was also to demonstrate that now his mitzvah's Talmud Torah is fulfilled on the highest level. It's a chova. So therefore, it's a manifestation of the simcha shal mitzvahs.
Even if it's not
Bobi Yom, but he—that's when he's enacting his Maisan Mitzvah, the greatest Maisan Mitzvah. That is now a Chova. Bobi Yom, you don't need that. Bobi Yom, because the Yom itself is Mechayev. Because the Yom itself is—that's the day that effectuates the change. That is Chayev Mitzvahs. So either it's the Yom, or it's the Maisa which manifests the fact that his Chiyuve Mitzvah, the highest Mitzvah, is now complete. It's Chova. Because a Katan Star is also Star, but it's not a Chova. Right. So these, right. So it'll come out that a Siyam Masechta you could have in Shul. I mean, think they're annoyed that way. That the Siyam Masechta doing a Shul. Or a sudas bar mitzvah. I don't know, not knowing sudas bar mitzvah, but it would seem sudas bar mitzvah would also be mutter. Be like sudas kiddush chodesh. Okay? Right. So that's machlokes really Tesfis and the first answer in the Ran. Machlokes Tesfis and the Ran. What is kiddush's basic nesis? According to the Ran, kiddush's basic nesis is kiddush's tzorchei tzibur. So anything that involves tzorchei tzibur, Aniyam have to eat. It comes from Kupa Shel Tzedaka, so that is Kedusha's basic answers. So therefore, there's no problem with the Achilus Shir there, because it's Tzedaka, it's Tzorchei Tzibur. But Taisus holds Kedusha's basic answers is a Kedusha's Hegdish. So Hanoah is Asar. It's Tzorchei Tzibur, but it's Tzorchei Tzibur Shel Kedusha. It's an Issa Kedusha, the Kedusha of Basic Kedushas. And if it's an Issa Kedusha, so then Hanoah is no good. Okay? All right. It's interesting. Let's say, for instance, you have a Purim Suda in the Yeshiva. So if the group collects money, it's all from the tzibur, and they make the suda. So according to the Ran, it's 100% mutter.
According to
Biyasa, yeah. The Ran asks the kasha, the Mordechai asks the same kasha. How do we make Kiddush Bizman Azeb, basic answers? So, yeah. So he says because it was the Masak in it. But the question is Brachol Vatola. Where do you find the Chum Masak in a Brachol Vatola? So that's the main kasha on the Ran. I mean, it's good to make a takana, but it's not doma to main sheva. Main sheva is really like a chazaras hashatz. So it's a chazaras hashatz, so it's a different type of takana. But over here, it's a bracha batala. Yeah, the Rambam in the Tshuva, it's in Tshuva Saram Reish Chaf Aleph. The question is, if everybody's a bucky, so how could the shatz daven? So the Rambam says, because it'll be a bracha levatola. So the Rambam says that it won't be, he says, lo tiyat tefilas shliach tziba bracha levatola b'shem ponim, b'siba sikatakana, af pi she'ein b'ze ha'kol, mishu lo yotza. K'mo she'ein tiknu ha'kiddush b'veis ha'knesses, v'hi ikizem ne'a orchen, v'n eschayev b'chol bati knesiyos, afilu ein shem orchen. K'mo she'tiknu chazaras tefilas ma'ariv, Balel Shabbos, Bavur Ham Achron, Ham Sachron. Kadesh Yasigu Atfilu, and the scribes of the Tamar, Philo Ensha Mishlo Yisham Batfilu. Okay. Yeah, exactly like the Ran. So he equates Chazar Sashatz to regular Chazar Sashatz, to Chazar Sashatz on Friday night, to Kiddush. But it's all, what is the equation there? That's the analogies. It's two different things. This is bracha levatola. In other words, by chazar sashatz, it's a tefilas tzibah. So they're masakin. It's tefilas tzibah. They have a right to masakin tefilas. But to make a bracha levatola, I mean, that they don't have a right to do. So what is it? What is the takana? It's a bracha levatola. So apparently, you must say that in tefilah you have a kiyum of the tefillah shel Shabbos is a sfiras dvarma of the kedusha yom, right? That's the essence of the tefillah Shabbos. It's the sfiras dvarma of the kedusha yom. That's why the rabbit holds it's a different kind of tefillah altogether. It's not a tefillah of bakasha. Some want to say it's bakasha on certain things, the talib in loft chol emes, so it's bakasha on inyanei ruchnius. But the Ravid, I believe, holds that it's a different kind of tefillah altogether. Different kind of tefillah altogether. So, what's the tefillah? The tefillah is that through the medium of tefillah, you express the Kiddush HaSayom. So, apparently, the Kiddush, it was an extension of the tefillah. That the Sfiras Dvarim of Kiddush is an extension of the Sfiras Dvarim of the Kiddush HaSayom in tefillah. So they're misakin that there should be that you should be because there is a kiyum of sfiras dvarim of kedusha Shabbos b'Shabbos. So they extended the tefillah by incorporating, taking the kiddush and using it as a sfiras dvarim of the kedusha Sayyam. That's why they equated to chazar sashatz and to main sheva. So that's why it should be done before Elena. It's interesting, the Ramah brings down V'nogu la'amod b'shua shu mekachim b'vesa kinesis. That'll be a rai also. Because it's like a chazar sashatz. It's like an extension of the chazar sashatz. The only question is, why is it after Kaddish the Skabel? So, the reason why they didn't put it before Kaddish the Skabel is because then it would be said teres tefillah. And teres tefillah, you can't be yotze Kiddush. So they had to put it after the Kaddish Tiskabel. So it's an extension in the sense that it's the sphere, the full expression of the Sfiras Dvarim of the Kedusha Sayom, but it's not Tefillah. So you need Kaddish Tiskabel to be Mafsik. It's a mafsik between the chazaras hashatz of Me'ein Sheva and between the kiddush of the kedusha yom.
To do the full kiddush, right?
But the fact that the whole call stands is a raya to that, because why is the call standing? The answer is the call standing because it's really part of the, it's not stam and amiras kiddush to be motzi somebody, but it's really part of the tefillah. So if it's part of the tefillah, an extension of tefillah, so the call has to be omeid in order to demonstrate that it's really part of the tefillah. So it's very good. Okay, works a little. More mustavas say that you're not yotze kiddush in tefillah, because lekacho b'dvarim b'chnisaso was a specific formula. But in tefillah is not. Tefillah is a, that's tefillah. It's a different institution. So mustavas is not yotze. But that would explain, I mean, that would explain why the kaddish skabel is a mafsik, really. You need kaddish skabel to be a mafsik. Okay. All right, good. I worked it out. Yeah.
That's the reason you need to be before sphera. You need to be so
much. Yeah, that's why it's before sphera. Because it really is right after the expressions of the sphera storm of the Kedusha Yom and Tefillah.
So it's an extension.
So that's why it should be before sphera. Yeah, as long as, since the call didn't disband, so it's still Mitzuref. Even though you have a mafsik. Mafsik sets it off as a separate entity, but it doesn't mean it's not part of Seder Tefillah. It's still part of Seder Tefillah. Just like the Kaddish between Yishtabach and between Birkas Yotzer. So it's a mafsik, but it doesn't mean there's no tziruf between Pesukei Dezimra and between Birkas Yotzer. It serves as a Hakdama. Or the mafsik, the Kaddish is a mafsik between Kriyas Hatar and between Asher Vol Tzion. But it doesn't mean there's no tziruf. Okay. All right, it's good. Yet Taisva says Daf Kufam Abayz Yidei Kiddush Yotzu Vehecha Deleka Orchem Samach Lebeitz Hakanesus Ein Lekadosh Davi Brach Levatola. Okay, yeah, that was Akashas Brach Levatola. Okay, good. Yeah, the Rush says like Taisva. Rush Hey, and Rush and Daf Kufalu from Aleph Simon Hey. So he says, "V'chivan the hilchas of Kishmul, Makadosh Beveis Knesses, Ileka Archem Nira Davi Brachel Vatala." Okay. So it's Machlokes the Chachmei Sfarad and Chachmei Ashkenaz, but it came out of reversal. But the Ashkenazim follow the Chachmei Sfarad, and the Sfaradim follow Chachmei Ashkenaz. That's the strange thing. It's mashma that the Rush argues on Rabbeinu Yonah as Pirush, that it's only Drabbanan, and he holds it's the rice actually. Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Tzedek. Says Ein Kiddush Klal. So that's the so it's apparently it's a Machlokes Rishonim whether Kiddush Makom Tzedek is the rice, whether there's a kiyum of Kiddush is not Makom Tzedek but a rice. Okay. Yeah, I would try to answer the Rush's kasha on the Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, why didn't the Gemara give that answer? Because the Gemara should have said that my kashul shmul lamalu d'shvei kinnishta neimer lotz misheni yadei l'kadosh v'esa. Yeah, I mean kiddush deraisa. I would say like this: like to make a takana l'chatchila to be yotzei deraisa, that the chum wouldn't do. To create a niyug l'chatchila. In other words, to be yotzi deraisa, that they wouldn't do, because what do you mean? I mean, what about the mitzvah of the rabbanan? I mean, can't go, you can't make takanas like that. It's being mevatel the rabbanans. But once you have it already, so then it's mutter to have a nihug in order to be motzi the one that to institute a nihug like that you can't do. Because that would be instituting a nihug, which is disregarding a drabanan, saying now we'll go back to to the rices. We don't have to do drabanans. I mean, you can't do a thing like that. But to institute a nihug like that, you can't do. But once the nihug is there, it's not a brachal vatala. That's what he holds. Once the nihug is there, you can continue the nihug if there is a reason to help somebody be yotzei deraisa. But to create a nihug to be yotze of the raisa where there's a drabanan, that you can't do. Because then you're creating a nihug, which is disregarding a drabanan. Come out from this, you have a reverse argument. That where can you institute a nihug where you yotze the raisa and not a drabanan? So the Rosh would hold you allowed to. Because it says the Gemara said that if that's the case. So he has to reject the whole Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah would say no. Because you can't institute something which makes light of the drabanan. The Mordechai, Vahashta. Kivan Dehani Amaroi Basroi. It's about a quarter of the way down in the first column. Yeah, he's saying that how could you be mekadosh beveso and ochel besukaso? So he says, I this mechitza shel sukkah mafsekes. So he says, ain't a mechitza asu l'tashmi shel l'shem mitzvah sukkah. So mechitza is defined by its purpose, by its function, its purpose. If it only functions l'shem mitzvah sukkah, so it's not a mechitza mafsekes. It's not a mechitza, because it's not a suya. The asiyasa mechitza is kaveya, what it's for. So if it's kavua latashmish, then it's a mafsik. If it's kavua for mitzvah, so it's not a mafsik. Okay? Yeah, but the whole thing over here, I mean, I see why he took it out, because it doesn't really answer the question. Because over here, we're not talking about mepina lapina, and we're talking about the mekadosh and the basic kinesis, and the people have in mind they're going to go eat homes. That's definitely not good. That's mean bias la bias. I mean, you must say the way we have it, that that part that we have here really, that Lamaskani, you can't do it. In other words, the Vim Tomar, you can't answer. In other words, Vim Tomar, Talmudidon Palagal Yashami. But the reason why he has it Veloshim Vim Tomar, because he wants to show it's not really a machlokus, but it still is a refutation on the teretz. I mean, that's what you must say. It would get a little scrambled, but what he wanted to show us, not a machlokes bavli and shalmi, but nevertheless, it's not going to explain the minig. He's really arguing. Can't do it. He's really arguing on Rav Nissim Goyim. Apparently, according to Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, the halacha is that it's halacha in the Kriyas Kiddush, that the Kriyas Kiddush should be a Kriyas Shalona. So as long as he has Bedas, that he's going to be involved in Oneg, and this Kiddush is related to the Oneg, so it's a Kriyas Shalona. It's a Kriyas Shalona, because his Das makes it a Kriyas Shalona. All you need is his Das Oneg, to render the Kiddush a Kriya Shalonik. It's not that you have to qualify the Kiddush with Makom Suda. It's that the Kriya should be a Kriya Shalonik. So his Das is Oneg, so that's good enough. That's a Kriya Shalonik. As long as his Das is on Oneg Shabbos. So the Das is the Mitzarif.
That's what he holds. Let's say it was actually in the Makom
Suda. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, I mean, if the guy... It doesn't matter if he makes Kiddush and he doesn't think he's going to eat. And then he eats, it wouldn't be any good. It has to be a Kriya L'Shem Oneg. It must be a Kriya L'Shem Oneg. So therefore, even though he's going to eat in his house, but as long as he has Das and the Kiddush that it's going on his Achila B'Bayis, so it's a Kriya L'Shem Oneg. Kriya L'Shem Oneg is Kiddush Makom Suda. That's the way he interprets Kiddush Makom Suda. It doesn't have to be the same Makom. It's not Lachan the Makom. It's a loch in the Kriya. So the Kriya has to be a Kriya Shalonik, so he knows he's going to be Ochel B'Veso. So it's a Kriya Shalonik. He has Das. But this Kiddush is related to the Oneg B'Veso. So it's a Kriya Shalonik. The Kriya has to have Das Oneg. So it doesn't matter where he is, where he's Ochel B'Shosa. It doesn't matter. In the Kiddush, there must be a Kriya Shalonik. It must be the Das of Oneg. So it's a Kriya Shalonik. So it doesn't matter where it is, as long as he has bedas that he's going to be an ochel after the kiddush. So the kiddush is a kriya shalonik. That's what he learns. So Makom Suda really is Lav Dafka. Because Makom Suda means that the Makom Suda where there is a Suda. Makom Deika Suda. So therefore, the Kriya Kiddush could be a Kriya Shalana. That's what he learns. That's what he learns. Anyway, there must be a substance of Achilah Shia that he relates to. So what happens if what?
What happens if his plans change
after? No good. No, because it really has to be related to, in other words, the Das has to be real. That it's related to a real situation of Achilah Shia and Onik. So that's why he has to have the Das where the Onik is going to take place. And the Onik has to take place there. That's the way it lands. So let's go over Ben Nissim Goyen once more. Let's think maybe of an answer for Ben Nissim Goyen. Okay. That he says that what it means is like this, that there's two halachas of Kiddush Makom Suda. One halacha of Kiddush Makom Suda is in the Kiddush itself. That the Kiddush is Al-Shem Oneg. Okay? So since the Kiddush is Al-Shem Oneg, so it qualifies the Kiddush, and it's Mekayim V'Karas L'Shabbos Oneg, right? But then there's another Kiyum in the Suda, that the Suda should be a Suda that is Makom Kiddush. So it qualifies the Suda Shabbos. You see? So that's a kiyum in the Suda Shabbos, that the Suda Shabbos should be a Suda which is qualified by Kiddush. Okay? But there's another halacha, a more primary halacha, that the Kiddush should be qualified. How do you qualify the Kiddush? Because the Kiddush is Al Shem Hanoah, Oneg. So the Kiddush contains the element of a Karasal Shabbos Oneg. But there's a qualification in the Suda Shabbos as well. That Suda Shabbos should be a Suda which is B'makom Kriyas Oneg. Which is B'makom Kriyas Oneg, B'makom Kiddush. So there's two qualifications. Okay? So what Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen is saying is like this, that the minig that we have to the Mekadosh in the base of Knesset is justified. Why? Because, insofar as the first halach is concerned, qualifying the Kiddush, so it's valid. It's valid. So the Kiddush is qualified. The only thing is that the Suda is not qualified. So there they were mekel. There they were mekel. So, but the, so now you can't ask a question on the Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara really was speaking in terms of both Kiyumim. See, the Yishalmi was speaking in terms of the Kiyumim Kiddush. And the Bavli was speaking in terms of both Kiyumim. So all those Gemaras that they raise questions on really can answer. Because the Gemara asks, for instance, the Parach Lashmu Lamali Likadusha Bevei Kanishta. It means because since you can't mekayim the Bishleim Musa, because you're not going to qualify the Suda, so they shouldn't make Kiddush in the basic Knesset. You should introduce a minig that is not Bishleim Musa, that the halacha is not Bishleim Musa. And, yeah. Lemishim Daitim Lachov Beitim, that would be Nafki Shapar B'Kiddush B'Knesset. That's true, but there wouldn't be Yotze the Suda, the Kiyam Suda. Over there, it means that you can, in terms of qualifying the Suda. So even though it was Bedaitam Shel Tamidim Lechol Bebesam, but the fact is that in terms of the Suda, it won't be qualified. So therefore, the Bavli is speaking in terms of both Kiyumim. The Yerushalmi is only speaking in terms of the Kiyum Kiddush. So the Rabbi Nissim Goyen says that the minig, Bizman Hazeh, that they kept was because at least you had the kiyum in terms of Kiddush. Okay? That's Yolos Makev. That's Yolos Makev. So Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen didn't learn that the Yerushalmi argues on the Bavli. It's Mar Machada, Mar Machada. The Yerushalmi was speaking purely in terms of Kiddush. But the Bible was speaking in terms of both Kiyumim, the Kiddush and the Suda itself. So it fit in very well. In other words, they were worried. They kept the minute because they were worried about people who wouldn't have any Kiddush altogether. So therefore, they kept the minute. But really, they're losing the Kiyum in terms of the Suda. That's true. But and they wouldn't institute a minig l'chatchila that way, that you'd lose a kiyum, because it wouldn't be appropriate. But now that it exists, and we're in dire straits because people are not going to be as a kiddush, so they kept the old minig. I mean, they want to say it's one thing, that the Yishalmi is not speaking about, like Rabbi Nissim Goyen's learning, that the Yishalmi is speaking about the Kiddush, the Kiyum Kiddush. So therefore they have a problem, so they have to say, so that's making a kimtan to Yishalmi. They have to say Yishalmi speaking mipin lapina. Mipin lapina, I mean, that's a little bit difficult. I mean, that needs an akimta. And it's not mashma like that. Mashma k'shein dayt lecho makamacha. Avon dayt lecho makamacha shaper nafak. Mipin lapina is not really makamacha altogether. That's not so smooth either. Yeah. Okay, so Rabbi Nissim Goyen really the pshat is a very good pshat. But apparently there's avmin to say that even mipina lapina shouldn't be good. Right? So you have what do you have there in the Gemara? You have bias labias. That's certainly no good. But then you have mimakum l'makum achad beso. That was Gemara's Abaya, right? Makum l'makum achad beso. Av mimakum l'makum achad beso lo. And gives Gemara's 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 Part of Makadosh. So, Pish mecheda la bias, omi bias la aliyah, kimo me igra la ara, avomi pin la pina yesh kiddush, ki echid lo chosh of shinu makom besamach. O la kama gabe shinu makom, the kama la shama omi bias la bias, omi yushne makomus bachad bias, korele omi bias la bias. The answer I wanted to give from Nissim Goyen, really, you see the riff at it. The Karasla Shabbos on it, Makam Shekarasa Shamtei on it. So it sounds like it's a Kiyum in the Suda. So the question, so the Rakeach says that if you ate a Kazayas, that's good enough. And the middle of the nearest base of Rosh Lecho Bechotzi Kash Makam Shechafes Lecho. So what is the common denominator? What he's trying to say is that you don't need Oneg. It's even though a Kressel Shabbos Oneg, so you think that it must be Kiddush Makam Oneg. Kamash Malon, it's not Oneg, it's Suda. As long as you have a Din Suda. And you're right, because you can't legislate Oneg. But what it means is that the Kiddush Makam Suda reflects the idea of a Kressel Shabbos Oneg. But it's not, in practice, it's not Oneg. It's just that Kiddush B'makom Suda brings to mind that idea. But the halachic structure is really Suda. But why do you need it? Because it reflects the idea of Oneg. But even though it's not Oneg. I mean, it is Oneg, but it's not.
The Oneg's not,
the Oneg's not complete.
Suda. So,
right.
Since you're doing Suda here, you have conceptually...
In other words, it's not the sheer oneg of the gavra. As long as they have suda, so it has a din oneg. So, because suda does have a din oneg, so it reflects the idea of kiddush makom suda. That's why it brings on sheer. You need an erish meaning because it must be oneg.
Right, I'm saying that's objective that you can legislate because it has an objective suda.
That's right.
Food you eat is like
that's correct. That's correct. I mean, but that's machlekes. You need the oneg there, or just the kiyum achila. Kiyum achila. So I want to explain the sheet that it holds, that sphere is that Ein Mekachin El Oraner, which is the sheet of San Mordechai. So the svar is that they hold it's a sfiras dvarm shaloneg. So if it's a sfiras dvarm shaloneg, so if you don't have the oran there, it's a tie to the sasri to the sfiras dvarm shaloneg. In other words, if you say it's a sfiras dvarm shaloneg, so don't be attacked to the sasri that there's no neros. Of course, you have a sfiras dvarm shaloneg and there's no neros. Neros is oneg. But if you say it's a sfiras dvarm shal kedushas ayom, but you have to mitzari if that sfiras dvarm shal kedushas ayom to a chefza shaloneg to give it the kiyum. So then it doesn't matter what's there at the time, and that's the way we hold basically. Have to qualify it by being mitzarefet to a chefza shel on it.
The formula of that is suda.
That's the formula. I think maybe like, there was or haner. You couldn't. It's kiddush makom suda, not kiddush makom or haner, because the or haner facilitates meisim of oneg. In other words, it's not that the ner itself is a chefza shel oneg. It's bechlal oneg Shabbos because it facilitates the activities of the Odom, but it functions to facilitate the activities of Oneg that a person enjoys. But it's not a substance of Oneg, whereas Suda is really a substance of Oneg. But nevertheless, according to the sheet that it holds, that the Sfiras Dvarim of Kiddush is a Sfiras Dvarim of Oneg, it would be a tie to the Sasri to do it in a dark place. Okay. V'ato, further than the Mordechai, V'ato nogu lasos kirish los namonos do yotzos shaper. The two have a kirish makam suda, because they eat the suda over there, so everything's fine. Right? U'kishiyasl beveso chozer makarish makam suda. Afilu him u'yochel beveso, not only for b'nei bayis. Sh'are lo yotzo b'kiddush sh'oso sh'lobim b'mkom suda, sudoso. The kos of moram, Tamakadish Bevesa Knesses, now it goes back to this problem. Tamakadish Bevesa Knesses, lo yishta. Vorav Rav Shmuel, hayoma b'shem asami kutzi, the mutter, hamakadish lishtos b'magamachar. Velo choshiv kishosa kodim kiddush. Veraya, midamrin lo'il, yideyayin lo yotzu, pirish. Tetzorach, lachzo levarach barpia gofen, mishim shinu imakom. Chol, leka shinu imakom, you can't say that he's going to have in mind to drink first when he gets there, but that's too much of Ezradas. Alma mashma de mutalishtos. Afki osa kiddish shelo bimkom suda. Vafil l'shmol don't mind kiddush shel makom suda. Mikomakom yesh lo chiyach midam rinin af yideh. One second, so that's right. Because that's Rav, so that's good why he drank. But vafil l'shmol don't mind kiddush shel makom suda, so he couldn't have. So you might say he couldn't drink. Mikomakom yesh lo chiyach midam rinin af yideh kiddush. Mashma the kol sheken yideh yayin lo yatsu. So he's not dropping the afide yayin lo yotzu. Okay. V'im v'afim lo hayatzarach l'achzor l'kadesh mikomakom im yitzu lishtos yayin yivarach al yayin aval eina osa lishtos. Okay. Aval eina, he's just spelling it out over there. That even if it weren't Allah of Kish Magam Surah, but so it's mashma that he drank from the coast. Aval eina osa lishtos. The kemo kain shayach l'dakdek kemo midivri rav. Yeah, that's right, exactly. Okay. Amakomakom nogu omul mahachmer latzmam shalo lishtos adshem mekachem beves makom sudosa. Velasos lam birkas hamotzi. That's the next one. Pshita dosa. Taina birkas alechem. Dama lefus l'orchem, alim ken ochel ein lechem imon. Kmo ken odom osu tainis cholom, b'shav, we'll get to that later. Okay, it's a big machlokes. Most Rishonim hold it, you can't drink. So they hold the one that makes the kiddush for the almana will drink. But he holds it, that it's mutalishtos, even though what? He's just being mekadosh for har, And for him, it's not Kiddush at all. Okay? Yeah, so what's the machlokes? How would you define a machlokes? In other words, according to Shmuel, he is in Yotze Kiddush. He's doing it for the Orchim. But Afi de Yayin lo Yotze, even though he drank from the Kiddush, he still has to make another bracha on the Yayin when he gets home. So it's mashma though, clearly they drank from the Yayin. Otherwise it's not possible. They wouldn't have a Havamina. Okay? All right. All right, so how do we define the machlokes? Whether if I make Kiddush for somebody, I didn't make Kiddush yet, I make Kiddush for somebody else. So can I be Shosa from that Kiddush, even though it's not Kiddush Makom Soda for me, so it's not a Kiddush for me. Right? Okay, Aaron? Go ahead. I would spruce it up a little bit. I would say it like this. So the first way, I'd say the other way. That if the halacha is that you can't drink before mitzvahs Kiddush, so then it won't help you for making Kiddush somebody else because you didn't do mitzvahs Kiddush yet. Okay? So, therefore, according to that way, even though you were involved in a Maisa Kiddush for the Almanakos of Arvus, but you weren't involved in mitzvahs Kiddush, and as long as you're not involved in mitzvahs Kiddush, you're Aser Bishtia. Okay, that's one way. That's most Rishonim. Okay? Now the Samikutsi. In other words, that Kiddush, why can't you eat before Kiddush? Because the Yayin is not Yayin Shel Onik Shabbos. So Kiddush is Koveya. All the Yayin as Yayin, that's Yayin Shel Onik Shabbos. It's a Koveya. But the Koshel Kiddush itself, you don't need a Koveya. So therefore, he'll be mutter in the Koshel Kiddush because it's a Koshel Onik Shabbos, but it'll be usher to drink right afterwards. Because he wasn't Koveya all the Yayin, it wasn't his Kiddush. So he wasn't Koveya all the Yayin for Yayin Shel Tainuk Shel Onik Shabbos. But this Yayin and this Kiddush is intrinsically Yayin Shel Onik Shabbos. Because it's Yayin Shel Kiddush for somebody else, but it's still Yayin Shel Kiddush. So it doesn't need a Koveya. So that's the Samikuzi. What? That's sharp. Maybe we're quetching a little bit over there. But the last was Lambrikas Motzi Pshita Dasa. Yeah, so why do you have to mention that? It is Pasha Dasa, to make a Motzi after the Kiddush Dasa. Because, why? Because he has to eat and he can't eat because it's not part of Kiddush. But he meant to say that since what? Since the halachic, since in Kiddush Makom Suda, so you might say that it's a halachic hamotzi. It's a halachic hamotzi. But that's not true, because it's just a halachic in Kiddush Makom Suda, but it doesn't make the Suda part of the halachic hamotzi. Suda is not part of Kiddush. Separate thing. But even though it's necessary, you can't go without it. But you can't define it as part of the Kiddush. So you can't be motzi. It can't be motzi like it can be motzi with the Kiddush. Kiddush can motzi goes as big as a mitzvah. So it's so he doesn't have to drink. But he also tells his mother to drink, but he doesn't have to drink. But over here, you can't say that because it's a regular big as a motzi. It's a regular suda. The only thing is that it's ain't Kiddush from Makom Suda, but the suda is not part of Kiddush. Okay. He's chayiven suda. But it's not a part of the Kiddush. That's where the bigger Yesh is learning in the Tanis Cholam business. That it's really a Cheftza Shel Birkas Hanenin. So if you define it by the Cheftza, so he can't be Motzi unless he himself participates. But it's a Chova to make this Birkas Hanenin. So if you define it in terms of the Chova, so then he can be Motzi, even though what? Even though he's not a Nenna. So the question is, do you define it in terms of the Cheftza, or you define it in terms of the Chova? That's his question. That's why he says Shema. No, they're learning it's Lav Dafka, Tanis Chova. Rashal is learning like this, that really, since he's a Birkas Chova, so you definitely can be Motzi. But over here, since he's a Mesana, so he's not Shaykh in the Bracha altogether, so he can't be Motzi. That's what he's learning. So once again, so the Rashal is learning that the fact that it's Chova would entitle you to be Motzi. But since he's a Misana, that causes a problem because he's not Shaykh B'Dover. Because he's a Misana. He's not Shaykh in the whole Parsha. So he's Dover Shein Shaykh Bo, so he can't Motzi somebody else. He has no Shaykh Hashem. But he says Shema. So apparently he's not 100% sure that he's not Shaykh. Yeah, a regular person that really wants to eat, that can't eat, so there's no problem because he can Motzi because Sechiyav. Problem over here is because the guy is ain't a shaykh because he's involved in Tainas Chalom. I guess the question is like this: a person that's Yoshev in Tainas Chalom, do you say he's ain't a shaykh b'davar, or do you say no, he has a chovas kiddush and he is shaykh b'davar? The only thing is that the Tainas Chalom is a matir not to participate, but he really has a chovas kiddush. He doesn't have any less chovas kiddush than anybody else, but Tainas Chalom is a matir not to do the kiddush. But he's shaykh b'davar because he has a chova. V'araya, because the Gemara says, Maita kante, he fasted on Shabbos. Yeshiv Tainas L'Tainise, he has to fast again. Right? So you see that he's over. So he is shaykh b'davar. Okay, so that's the question. The question is, do I say shaykh b'davar? Because the question is, what is shaykh b'davar? Bottom line is that he has a heter not to engage himself in Kiddush. So do I say because of that he's not Shaykh B'Davar? Do I say no, he has the Chovas HaDavar on him, but he has a Matir, so he is Shaykh B'Davar? That's the question. Okay, Ran Daf Chof HaMaral, Sav Minei Hani Mili. Okay, who wants to read? David?
Go ahead. Unless anyone else wants to.
Nah, you're very good at it.
Thank you. This is Sarmina Hani Mili, the In Kiddush, Elab Malkam Suda, Elami Bias Labias, Im Kiddush, Vaiza, Misa, Vaiz Acher, Dumia, the Kiddush, Vaiza Knesses, the Fugu Bay, Rabbi Shuwa.
So they thought that, well, it's only if it's in another bias. Avol, that's the Rif's Girsa. Avol Mipino Lapina Basa Bias.
Avol Mi Aro.
Afilu me'ar le'igra av mekadesh. They thought it was good. Okay.
They thought it was good?
Yeah. Okay.
That's
the
next thing.
Right. That what? Yeah, but afilu me'ar le'igra av mekadesh. That's what they thought, right?
Afilu me'ar le'igra av mekadesh means again. Mekadesh. Even though
you encourage
in one place,
you
do it again.
Oh, you do it again?
Yeah.
That's the Gemara.
Gemara makes it clear.
Yeah, okay. So the Havmina was the what? Mipina Lapina Basa Bias is what?
It's good.
It's good.
And Aralegra also.
So that's what it says, no? I feel him Aralegra of Makash would be good.
That's the opposite.
What?
Even if he went from
Allah
the Igra, he would have to do
Kiddush. Yes, so refuted him. I'm Lord of Khan Matakhli, but Phil Mar Ligra of Makadish, right. Okay, so but he didn't answer me Pina Lapina. Okay? Right? That's what the Ran is taking up. Rav Afagav. He sends me bias. The bias is love dafka, because he didn't know. So bias, still no good. So therefore, what? So therefore, elamayato.
I feel me pina lapina.
Okay, stop there. Okay, so what are the svaras here? So the svar was basically that also bias, even me'ara ligra, migulara, would also be good. Would also be the same makom. Kamashman, that's not the same makom, and therefore I know me'pina lapina is also no good. Okay, so I mean, what are the as far as minus? That's the question. You see, I think the thing is like this. That, see, what's the idea, but also bias is good? What's the concept? Why should it doesn't make sense on the surface? The igulara, why should it be good? Right? But the pshat is based on a concept that kol habayis gedal ramos. The whole house like that. I mean, some achranim say that you don't have to wear tzitzis in the same bayis because it's considered all dal ramos. So that's halacha, that the whole bayis has a din of dal ramos, right? So therefore, it's all considered one makom, right? Okay. So what's the concept? The concept is that if you define makom, qua makom, so you can't differentiate in one bias between one makom and another. That's the concept. That if you define bias in terms of makom, the concept of makom alone, so you can't differentiate between one part of the bias and the other, because all is one shame makom. So therefore, he thought that kiddush b'makom suda means that as long as it has the same shame makom, chalei shame makom, it's the chalei shame makom that really is the criterion. Okay, and in one bias you can't differentiate. No, there are no two makamos in one bias. It's all one chalei shame makom. All kol habayis gedal ramos. Okay, so he thought the chalei shame makom itself is really what plays a role in defining Kiddush Makom Suda. Right? That's one side. Kamash Malan. In other words, the question is, what is the tziruf between Kiddush and between Suda? Is it a tziruf between Kiddush and Suda per se? Okay. Or is it a tziruf between Kiddush and the Din Makom Shel Suda? The chalei shem makom of suda. If it's the chalei shem makom of suda, so kol habayis is gedal ramos, it all is one chalei shem makom. But if it's mitzuref to the achila itself, not to the chalei shem makom of the achila, but the achila per se, so then it won't help you to kol habayis gedal ramos. So is the tziruf between kiddush and the maisa achila, or the tziruf is between kiddush and between the chalei's din makom shel kiddush? So makom is an extraneous category. That's the question. So the havmina was, it's totally in the chalei shem makom. So since kol habayis gedal ramos and kiddush was made in that bias, so you can't differentiate. So in din makom in abstract, it's makom suda. But if it has to be mitzuref to the ma'is achila shel suda, so it won't help you that it's all one makom. That's a din in makom per se. But insofar as suda per se is concerned, if it's the Chefza Shel Suda that it must be Mitzurif to, so the Chefza Shel Suda is over here. What? Then it means the place that has the character of Suda. Not the Shem Makom, but the place that has the character of Suda. In other words, the character of Suda must be manifest in this place. So the Chalei Shem Makom in abstract is not going to give you that character. Right? That's the question what the tziruf is. Tziruf between Kiddush and Suda. Is it between the Kiddush and the characteristics of Suda? So if that's the case, so then it must be where the Suda was. But if the Din Makom, if the Makom Suda means the Chalei Shem Din Makom, so then Kol Habayis Gedal Ramos is all one Makom. But if you don't make recourse to the category of makom, but you just mitzaref the kiddush to the ma'is achila shel suda, so then it must be where the characteristics of suda take place. So they only took place over here, not in the next room. So there's no tziruf between the kiddush and the characteristics of achila suda. If it's telling the ma'is the characteristics of the ma'is achila, so then the shame makom won't help you. But if it's kiddush makom suda means in the shame makom and the din makom shabbat, So then it would be good, because kol habayis gedal ramos, there's no two makomos in one bias. All right? In other words, it's a tziruf between the kiddush and the gavra's kviyas lachila. And the gavra's kviyas lachila was over here. There's an extraneous, there's a secondary halacha that makom, kol habayis is kemakom gedal ramos, there's no two makomos. So then it would be a tziruf via the chalais din makom. But the tziruf, if the tziruf doesn't make recourse to the chalas din makom, but only to the kviyas suda per se, So the Kfiyas Suda per se took place in this spot. There's no Kfiyas Suda in the other room. There's no Tziruf. And it doesn't have the characteristics of the Suda. What? Well, no. So that's what he says. So he says, Pina Lapina wouldn't help either. Why? Because it's not there. It's not there. You need Makom means the place that has the characteristics of Suda. Not the Din Makom. Good, clear? So the question is the Tzira via the Chalas Din Makom? Or the tzirus is via the suda itself, the ma'is achilu of suda, the kviya suda. So you have to mitzvah through the kviya suda. Kviya suda is over here. There's no shechus in the other room. Either is an extraneous halacha called a bais gadol aramis. That's a din makom, but you can't use the din makom to be mitzarif. That's the question. If a zaken walks within your dal aramis, so you mechuyev to stand. He do it. Why? Because you're with him. You're with him. So that the Dalaramas is a different din. It's not a din that the it's one makom. It's a din that the characteristics of this phenomenon are taking place right here. You're in the range of the phenomenon. You're in the range of the phenomenon. So do you have to be in the range? Dalaramas is the range. So is it halacha being in the range of the phenomenon of Suda? Or the halacha is, wherever you have a chalas din makom, so the din makom is mitzaref. That's the question. Or the halacha is, wherever you have to be in the range of the phenomenon. The phenomenon is the mitzaref. That's the question. In other words, dalaramas means you're in the range of the ma'is achila. The ma'is achila is here, but without making recourse to an extraneous halacha of kol habayis gadol aramis, that's a different halacha. That's the din makom. Okay, so the din makom shabbat is not the mitzarif; it's the suda itself, which must be mitzarif to kiddush. That's what the Ran is saying. There's two different concepts of makom. One makom means that you're in the range of the phenomenon, so you're related to the phenomenon. The other is a din makom per se. Like I say, kol habayis gadol aramis. Din makom per se, you're up in the attic, and you can't be mechalik because it all has one din makom. So the attic, and you can't say that's a different place. That's purely halacha in the concept of makom and abstract. The chalos din makom. So that's the Gemara's chakira. Is the chalos din makom the mitzarif, or is it the suda, the characteristics of suda that's mitzarif? That's the question. Okay?
Rebbe?
Yes, Hill.
Really, like,
there's a tziruf machmas din makom shabbat, but then there's a tziruf without making recourse to a din makom, but right. Just to the thing itself. So that's the question: is it a tziruf to the suda itself, or is it a tziruf to the din makom shabbat? That's the question. Because pina lapina wouldn't make any difference between pina lapina and two places in the bias. Because the tziruf is between the achila per se. So as long as you're outside of the dalaramas of that achila, you're unrelated, you're not in the range of the achila. So you're in a different place. So then you're going to have to use the tziruf of bias. Can't use the tziruf of bias.
Once you show that it's not tziruf bias.
That's what the Ran is saying. That's what the Ran is saying.
What's that category then?
There's halacha, for instance, with regard to tziruf of minyan. So we say like different rooms could still be like one base medrash. It's still considered in the same room, the minyan. Why? Because it's one makom tashmish. So the tashmish is mitzarif. So what Taisus holds is, mipin lapina is, that since it's one room, so it's one makom tashmish. So he holds like this, that makom in abstract is not a mitzarif, because that's abstract idea of makom, kol habayis gadol aramis. That's not good enough, because that's purely makom. But makom tashmish is already a different type of etziruf. So he holds that mipina lapina, since it's one big room, and it's one makom tashmish, so the makom tashmish is mitzarif. That's what I'm saying.
And that goes by mechitzos.
That goes by mechitzos. That's correct. Because once you accept mechitzos, then you're breaking the tashmish. But one makom tashmish is mitzaref. He's not against, he's against makom per se in abstract. But if it has to do with tashmish, then he's moda that is tzira. Because achila is an Indian of achila is an Indian of a maisa. So makom tashmish is same tashmish achila, same makom. You can move around from place to place. Okay? He holds the tashmish makom as mitzaref. But not makom in abstract per se. I would say that chazu is a tziruf between the ochlim, that the ochlim are mitzaref, because they could see each other. So that tziruf, he holds as good. Tziruf between the gavras that are involved in the ma'is achila. So in other words, the gavras that are involved in ma'is achila, they're the mitzaref, the ochlim are mitzaref. What? In other words, any place where I could be mitzaref ochlim, where ochlim could be mitzurafim, so that's considered one place.
It seems like it shows that Suda extends beyond just the place.
Beyond just the place. Any place where ochlim, if somebody else were eating there, there would be mitzuraf, so then there's tziruf makom. But the tziruf is, it's also a concept of tziruf tashmish, but not simply tashmish in terms of the physical, but tashmish in terms of the ochlim. It's the same concept like Taisvis, really. Pina lapina. But the difference is, what is the mitzaref and achila of tashmish? Is it simply because I can move around from place to place? It's one makam tashmish? Well, because people, when they eat there, they mitzaref themselves together. Because the nature of the human being is that he talks with other people, he's mitzaref to him. So it's one place because it's a place that's roif for tziruf b'nei adam. But the tziruf is via the b'nei adam, not the makom tashmish. It's the same idea, but it's a different mitzaref.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
A makom that's mitzaref, the ochlim, is considered one makom b'negeya to kiddush makom tzaref. Okay?
Ready?
All right, okay. I would put it this way, categorically. In other words, where you say chazu, so it's a functional tziruf. It's a functional tziruf. Through the b'nei adam that are ochlim sham, it's a functional tziruf. Whereas mipina lapina per se like taisvis is not a functional tziruf, it's the makom, one makom tashmish. Those are the two ideas.
Makom tashmish is not the functional
tziruf. See, the whole thing is, the first two ways, is it the ma'is achila per se, or is it the abstract makom per se? But once, if you say pina lapina, because it's a tashmish of the suda, so it's tied to the ma'is achila now. It's more tied to the ma'is achila in this concept. It's true, makom plays a role, but it's tied to the ma'is achila. You understand? That's the difference. Right. So that he tolerates. That if it's tied to the ma'is achila, so then there's a tziruf between kiddush makom. But if it's not tied to the ma'is, what's mitzaref? Then one makom tashmish, the ma'is achila. So in other words, the key is ma'is achila. The two opposite sides are ma'is achila per se, and makom per se. But the in-between case is where the makom plays a role in tziruf of the ma'is achila. That's the case mipin lapin. That's tesis. See, I think it depends on this. Depends on how you define the essence of kiddush. Kiddush makom suda. Does it mean the ma'is of kiddush? Or it means the spheres devarim of kiddush? See, kiddush is essentially a spheres devarim. So in a spheres devarim, you could das could work. That this spheres devarim is for over there. That makes sense. But in terms of the kiddush itself, the cheftza shel kiddush, the das is not going to help you. Because the kiddush is over here. So the question really is like this. Ain kiddush makom, ain kiddush el makom suda. The question is, how do you define kiddush? Is the essence of kiddush the spheres devarim shel kiddush? If it's the spheres devarim shel kiddush, so then his das could be these spheres devarim should be related to that place. Because in spheres devarim, das makes sense. But if you say it's the kiddush itself, which is a spheres devarim ala kos, and the makom where he actually does the ma'isa kiddush, so then it won't help you. The das won't help. So according to Yerushalmi, the ikur concept of kiddush is the spheres devarim. So spheres devarim, you can relate through your das, that these spheres devarim should go in that place. So that's what Yerushalmi says, that if das, it'll work. But if you say the Kiddush means the actual Kiddush, where you actually performed, you made the performance of Kiddush, then the Das won't help you. That's what it seems to me. That's the question. The question is, how do you define the essence of Kiddush? Is it the mice of Kiddush itself?
That's physical.
In that case, then if you have Das, it won't work. Or is it, or the essence of Kiddush is the Sefiras Dvarim. Sefiras Dvarim is an abstract, it's Dibur. So Dibur, I could say, my Dibur goes over there. It's going on in the suit I'm going to have over there. That's not a problem. So that's the Bavli and Rishami. Do I define Kiddush essentially as an Sefiras Dvarim? Or I define Kiddush as where I actually do the performance of the Kiddush, which is Sefiras Dvarim, Shtiyas HaKos, the actual Maisa Kiddush. No. So the idea is that the Sefiras Dvarim has to be, like we said yesterday, according to Rebbeinu Nissim Goyen, the Sefiras Dvarim has to be a Sefiras Dvarim Shel Onig. So if it's related to a place where you're going to have Onig, so now it's a Sefiras Dvarim Shel Onig. So then it's okay. But the Sefiras Dvarim have to be related to Onig. What is Sefiras Dvarim? Sefiras Dvarim is Das. It's Dibur. Dibur is Das Adam. So the Das Adam can relate it to where the Makom Achila is. If the sphere, once it's an abstract and sphere is dvarim, then you can relate it. But if it's a phenomenon of a maisa achila of kiddush, then, I mean, you can't do it. And the das can't be mitzarif. In other words, the sphere is dvarim l'shem onig, that's right. So he has his makam onig, and he has his sphere is dvarim, and he's relating his sphere is dvarim for this place. The kiddush, ein kiddush al makam, so it means it must be related to a substance of onig, which means a suda, a makam. Yes, Sefiras Dvarim is an abstraction. It's Dibur. So Dibur is Das Adam. So the Das Adam is that these words, these Sefiras Dvarim is related to a specific Kavius Shel Onig. So that's the Halacha of Kiddush Makom Suda. That's a Sefiras Dvarim that's related to a fixed entity of Onig. Kavius Parv. I would say, according to this Shita, that he has to have Das, Peshas Kiddush, where he's going to eat. It's a Chumrah also. We said that last time also, yes, Mestavalei. Because you're qualifying, you're relating the Sefiras Dvarim. It doesn't make any difference if it's here or there. But you have to relate the Sefiras Dvarim to a fixed Kavuas, an institution that's Kavua of Kiddush. So if it's here, fine. If it's there, fine. Doesn't matter where it is. No, I don't know. Well, Stam Das. Stam Das, fine. He knows. Yeah, every week he eats over here. He eats at each place at his dining room table every week, so that's fine. It's his Das. He doesn't have to think. Shas Meisel.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Which month?
I would just say it this way. I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like... whether you guys will be happy with this, but I think what he's saying is like this. You're talking about being mitzarif Sefiras Dvarim to a cheftza. So he's saying it could be mitzarif as long as there's no mafsik. Once there's a mafsik, it can't be mitzarif. So that's why bias labias won't work. Even though it's das, and das could be mitzarif the Sefiras Dvarim to an event, but it can't do it if there's a mafsik. So therefore, mibayis labayis, it won't work. So das can be mitzarif. But in the same bayis, kol labayis dalarama, so there's no mafsik. But if there's a mafsik, it can't be mitzarif. That's what I think he holds. But the Ran doesn't like it. Because the Ran says, lo nir, kivin lili in kiddush, dine mipino lapino, ki mibayis labayis, Leke flugi banayo. That in Kiddush there's no concept there's no concept in Kiddush of the din of makom, and he's trying to introduce the din makom as a negative. You see, but the Ran is saying since there's no concept, you can't introduce it as a negative. Either it's there or it's not there. So that's what the Ran is arguing. That's the theoretical argument. Can you introduce it as a negative, as a ma'akev? That's the last machlokes. That's what he's saying. So you can introduce it as a negative, but the Ran's saying if you can't introduce it as a positive, you can't introduce it as a negative either. That's the machlagis. That's the machlagis. It's an abstract machlagis. Yes. So he wouldn't say mechitzah is a mafsik because he holds kol habayis gedal ramas. So it's a tziruf. So it's not a, the only real mafsik is me bias labayis. That's what he wants to say.
What?
Yeah, lo havishinu kol hai. Right. Lo havishinu kol hai. It's not a mafsik. There's no mafsik. But he's saying it's not limitless. It's true, it's a spheres dvarim, and you can be mitzarif. But it's not limitless. That if it's really a completely different place, then you can't be mitzarif. That's what he's saying. But the Ran says, no, it's not true. Because since makom plays no role, the din makom plays no role, either you can be mitzarif or you can't be mitzarif. He didn't like the in-between. That's the machlokes.